What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Mate, am I rolling the ruha on your name?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, sweet.
Sounds perfect.
Sweet. Just double checking. Cool.
Now you're down in sunny Gisborne at present, is that correct?
Well, I was. I've just come home actually. So I live in Te Kaha, in the Eastern Bay of Plenty, and we just came home from Gizzy just the other day.
Nice one. And we're chatting to you because you got a brand new record, which was released last Friday, the 8th.
Yeah, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah.
What was the significance of choosing that date to release it? I believe there's a bit of a story there.
Oh, yeah, well, pretty significant date for Aotearoa in general. That's the date when Captain James Cook invaded Aotearoa. So I just thought, yep, no, that's a cool date and I guess discussion point to release the date the album on. So it was choice.
You have to get everything lined up pretty nicely to nail that. Well done.
Yeah, Chair, thank you.
How long was the album in the pipeline for?
I had been writing it. I took a couple of years off doing like shows, like touring and all that kind of stuff, because it was just like, it was mean airs, but I just didn't get time to, create. So just thought, I'll just have a bit of a pause here and for a couple of years. Just wrote some stuff, just was open to doing some stuff with a whole heap of different people. And so, yeah, that was a couple of years ago. But went into the studio after the first lockdown. Bit of a window there, and the band, the boys just said, let's do things live. We were going to do, like, you know, record in your bedroom kind of a jam, but nah, got the opportunity to do it live. So shot down to Wally's, recorded it in a few days, and then just took our time mixing it.
What does your band look like? Is that a long-time band you've had for a while, or did you assemble a crew, so to speak?
Yeah, had a little bit of a band for the last maybe 4 or 5 years.
That was like your live band kind of thing?
Yeah. They're called The Witch Doctor. Darren Mathiasen on drums, and Johnny Lawrence on bass. James Illingworth on keys, Tyner Keelan on guitar. Yeah, some cool cats.
Sweet.
Man, now this evening we've got you in for our guest selection feature. We choose a couple of songs, and I think the rationale behind these are sort of songs that perhaps influenced your album.
Yeah, me. Yep, that's us.
Where do you want to kick off this evening? What song do you want to start with?
Let's go with I Found My Smile Again.
Nice one. D'Angelo. Beautiful, here we go.
Thank you.
I had your feet up just for that last bit, Rob, because I was hearing you doing the BVs in the background and it was mean ass.
Crank up.
We do have Rob Ruha on the line. Got a brand new record out. And I just noticed you've been sort of doing all the TV rounds and stuff. How's that been going?
Yeah, pretty handy, eh? Like, yeah. I like my seclusion, so... I'm so like being in front of a camera, probably not one of the top things that I love doing, but you know, I'm happy because it's sharing, you know, sharing the wicks, so it's choice.
Yeah, it's all part of it, isn't it? Now, are you lined up for any festivals or big gigs over the summer? Are you going to take the Witch Doctor out on the road with you?
Oh yeah, that's
got a good ring to it.
You know, that's the plan there. So but everything is just like so up in the air at the moment. But but hoping to find at least a groove so that we can get out in two of the albums. So that should be choice.
Nice one. Now the next tune you've lined up for us, what would you like to go with?
Let's go with Talk Is Cheap.
Talk Is Cheap.
Talk Is Cheap.
Kylie Thornton and the Company. What's the story with this track?
It's just like just interesting, eh? Like there's twists and turns in it that cohesively work together. Kind of like also I was thrashing this song when I was at the Song Hubs kind of thing as a part of, you know, the whole corridor about the creative pause thing.
Right.
And was writing a whole heap of songs at the Song Hubs, and this kind of track solidified kind of like a groove that I felt I really wanted to work on for the album.
Did you find during lockdown that you were able to be especially creative the first time around?
Yeah, like super creative. Wrote the whole album basically in that period, and wrote a whole heap of other stuff too for other projects as well. So it was choice.
Rad.
Nice. All right, let's go to the track. This is Talk Is Cheap.
If you love me like you said you would, it wouldn't be misunderstood like you said you could, like you said you would. Your lips could tell me more than words. Your love would never go unheard. All they are is words. Just those simple words. It's time. Shouldn't have to question your love for me. Talk is cheap. I shouldn't have to question your love for me. If your love don't mean a thing, then my heart don't sink. Cause talk is cheap. I shouldn't have to question your love. I never even cared about the diamonds and the clothes you wear. It ain't ever fair how you leave me there. If I knew what hid behind those eyes, then you know better than to try to lie. Great disguise.
watch you sell out your heart for less than what you've got. But empty words, they don't speak to me.
Another beaut. It's Kylie Thornton and the Company. Hadn't heard that before in my whole entire life, and that's why this is a brilliant segment. Thanks for that, Rob. Hey, we're just having a look at the artist that you got on your new record. What's it called, by the way?
Preservation of Scenery.
Preservation of Scenery. I noticed Troy Kingy's on there doing some BVs.
Yeah.
We got a lot of Troy Kingy on the he gets a lot of love on the BFM airwaves.
Yeah.
Who else is on the record? In the way of guests stuff.
Yeah. Troy and Whenua Patua, us three do all of the BVs on the whole album. We got The Hallucination from Canada, formerly known as A Tribe Called Red.
Wow.
DJ crew over there. So that was pretty cool to have them on board. I released a song, ended up being a TikTok smash called 35 with Kahau, which is our young youth choir that we stare up here on the coast. My niece Jamie Ann, she's on a track called Lost in the Queue, so yeah, it's pretty cool.
Sweet.
Just going back to the TikTok thing.
Yeah, what
a
rabbit hole that must be like.
What's the experience like of having something go viral?
Bro, I didn't even know what was like that whole world before 35 was released, day, and it's just like so brand new to me. I'm still kind of figuring it out, actually.
Yeah.
But I only went on there because like all the kids in Kahau, they were like, "Uncle, you've got to get on this TikTok," and I said, "Oh, it's freaking me out." But it's a whole nother thing. Hey,
yeah, right.
I can't quite explain it, and I still haven't quite figured it out. But I guess it's cool for the kids, I guess.
Yeah.
Crack up. And the Hallucination is obviously like DJ centric artists. What were they doing on the record?
I fell in love with their music a little while ago.
Yep.
Reached out to them to see if they'd collaborate.
Cool.
And they said, yep, keen as. Probably about 3 years ago, they came and performed at the Auckland Arts Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So I shot up to Auckland, picked them up in the van, and then brought them 7 hours down the coast to my marae. And we parked up for about 5 days at my marae and just recorded a whole heap of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I shot over there. At that time, when we were in the van, they just got announced that they had won a Juno, First Nations group to win Juno, Canadian-American, what do you call those things? Music awards. Mm. a Juno for best group, so the first First Nations group to ever do that. And then, yeah, so that's that. And then I shot over to Toronto to do some more writing with them, and yeah. Jumped on each other's records.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Should we get another track under our belt?
Yeah, mate.
What are we feeling like? We've got a few directions we can go in, actually, by looking at what we've got here, so.
Family Flow.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
cool.
Let's go for Family Flow.
Naughty by Nature.
Wishing me listen, I glisten like sun and water while fishing. Bust the movement and swerve. Serve words with nerve embedded. I said it word. Damn, you nerd, man, you heard. Coming from the town of Illy and alleys are full of fillies and rallies. Suckers can silly as Sally. Them founding alleys and rallies. Brothers bitchin' over fixes that ain't fitting to be hitting for nothing. Spitting things is bitten and getting written off. You're like a bad, a bad platter, boy, you're pissing me off. Boy, you even started, so what, so long, see you fly by my tribe. How else could I say it when you play a tribe? Boom, bye bye, bye bye. On point like decimals, manhandling new crews, partying with the zoo crew, looking for the pink and poo-poos. I thought you knew two stone styles of stamina, jamming a while we're planning a jam. We bust, bust with a party, amateur damages, managing, damaging mice, men, and even mannequins. You're a fan again, now I wanna know who's the man again. Naughty's back like vertebrae's word to hey, I ho, the way I show you, pray I flow. Steady breaking to the boogie, so bang time to slang bang and watch all the Wu-Tang tags. Until they fizz up, rizz up, like you're with us. If not, zip up your lip up, whip up. Hits with rants, some foul styles, get and ones. We came back cause we heard hip-hop needed another anthem. Black like Noah, in fact, and for ya. And we was back in the days with the drifters. We'd have been known as the flowers. Revenue since the 70s, find me. So we went crazy in the 80s, so we won't kiss heinies in the 90s. Oops, the naughties, troops in sections of 40. So clap your hands and hold your shorty, I'm naughty.
And you're back in the room.
Yeah.
With Rob Ruha on the line. Got the brand new record out, Preservation of Scenery, and just selecting some tunes for us. That was Naughty by Nature.
Yeah.
Fun
now,
tunes.
Rob, you've been named as the music director for the Silver Scrolls, is that correct?
Yeah.
What does that
bit
mean?
Bit freaky, but it's cool.
What sort of job?
You decide who's going to cover what?
Yeah, pretty much. All the fun stuff, I guess. So, yeah, I'm really stoked with that, eh? Like, I get to play with the people that I want to play with, and get to fully flip someone's pride and joy, probably, but you know, someone's beautiful song. It's almost like one of those DIY blinking programs that you see on TV, you know, The Block or something like that. It's almost like that, but you know, with the mean ass power tools and like people to actually build shit instead of you doing it yourself.
Totally.
When's the Silver Scrolls happening? How long do you have to learn what you need to?
Yeah, well, they're still figuring that out, eh? You know, Auntie Delta, she's doing a real real number on us, eh? So the original timeline was November 10. So that's probably going to get shifted out. I'm not quite sure when, but I'm sure the final are going to make a date.
Right on. Do you think they could go ahead with it being like online somehow? If they had to?
I think that's definitely one. A couple other options that have been thrown around at the moment, and regardless of the format, we'll be ready. We'll be ready for that.
That sounds exciting. Let's slide into another track, and then obviously we'll sign off with one of your own off the record as well.
Yeah.
Where should we go?
Let's do face to face.
Okie dokie. What's up with what is it? Rule.
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 Yeah, Rule. He's an Australian artist, and my producer on the album for Preservation of Scenery, Rory Noble. He's worked with him a little bit. He's worked with a whole heap of cats, actually. Quite a talented young bloke, our Rory Noble.
Those are the ones you want.
Yeah. Done Kanye and her and a whole heap of other people, including Rule. And he played me this track, and we kind of pretty much. I really love the crunch in the pop kind of sounds, I guess, and a bit of throwback. So yeah, this is Face to Face.
Cool, man.
I love that new dress you bought. Yeah, you sure look nice. Heard you like that new restaurant. You know I've been there twice. And the way that you switch up your head, all of the moments we shared, strolling the streets back in Rome. Oh, how I wish I was there. It ain't fair. No, it ain't fair. Yesterday, I haven't heard back yet. Did I do something wrong? Or is it something I said? And it hurts me inside, 'cause it's killing my pride. To see you reply to all of these other guys. Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why.
Massively Stevie Wonder harmonica sound.
Yeah. Hard.
Now, Rob.
Also, like that positive tone as well, you know?
Rob, Stevie, before we play a tune by you, we've got some Sam Henshaw lined up.
Sam with two N's.
Tell us about this tune.
Oh, yeah. This fella's got mean ass tunes. But production wise, I love it. Nice clean punch through the middle with the kick and snare, and then just like real crunchy. It's mean.
Sounds hot with a W in there.
Hello, yeah. Mama said we in the trench. You best believe this ain't no hotel. Rocking your halo like a snapback, 'cause you hang with ghetto angels. She told me they won't catch you when you fall. You know this thing won't end well. Tell somebody shot the sheriff. If it's you, I ain't gon' pay bail.
She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake. Wake up and get yourself to church, yeah. Church don't take no holidays. He said, I'll drown my anger in the storm until your tears leave away. Don't walk these streets looking for beef, cause I was in love with a cold play. She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake. Wake up and get yourself to church, yeah.
Share 110%, they had your back when you was down. Don't forget, hello, away, Holy Ghost, bullet ricochet. Took some time to pray. When I'm in the streets today, make the devil stay away. Ain't got a faith, but you're blocking all your blessings when you're lying about your age. I can feel the spirit moving when I'm lighting up the stage. Who listening when you pray? It just depends on your taste. She said,
tell me where you're running when that kitty ain't as warm as it was. I don't care who you praying to, I just pray you. What you seek is underneath that kingdom come and make them scream. Amen. From the congregation, I need the straight tag for my haces. And when they ask me where I'm headed, hella heaven, see those fastened. Straight to Mars, look at God.
She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake up and get yourself to church, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice one.
Brilliant.
Now, we should just reiterate for everyone that your album Preservation of Scenery is out as of last Friday. It's up on Spotify. Where else can people find it?
Amazon, Apple Music, Google
digis.
Play. Yeah, all the good stuff. And probably going to... we're hoping to have it out on vinyl like real soon, but, you know... Auntie Delta again stuffed up all the plans.
That's cool, though.
But yeah. So it'll be out a little later on vinyl as well. But we'll put a bit of a pānui out just to let everyone know what's the what. But yeah.
Hey, how would you recommend people listen to it, considering we're in a lockdown situation? Feel like it might be like go out and kind of like a speed walk as best you can, even though you're not a professional.
Yeah, that's the one. Parks. I heard parks are a thing now.
Yeah,
you can do picnics. So maybe like a pairing picnic when you take Bluetooth pair your ooey booms and what have you and blast the whole park to bits.
Yeah. Man, hey, what have we got here? Taira, is that what we're going?
Yeah, Taira. That's the one. Well, yep, Taira. That's the one.
What's the story?
Taira's a bit of a happy groovy. I wrote it like the night before we went into recording studio. As I was packing my bags, took about 20 minutes. Then demoed it up once I had picked the undies and stuff away, and then flicked it over to Rory. And then Rory wrapped a beat around it, flicked it to the band, and they didn't even know. Yeah, it was fresh air. So that's Taira. Just all about having fun and diversity is mean ass.
Awesome. Wicked. Rob Ruha, a real treat to have you on the radio, mate. Thanks very much.
Yeah, me and whānau. Wicked.
Kia ora.
A tēnā whakarongo mai rā, whakaruke ao tāera. Kia tangihia te ūmere, ūmere. Kia kohiti te marama, kia ngāo ko te moana. Kia tāua inawa, ana, ana. Papa tere, tere inema. Papa tere, tere ta mama. Papa tere, tere iara. Tere, whakaruke ao tāera. Tāera, tāera ia. Whakaruke ao tāera. Tāera, tāera ia. O waka sasale mai ra, e taki taki nā. Tagere pa ua, e tuki tuki nā. Whakaruke ao tāera. Tāera, tāera ia. Whakaruke a te tonga. Semi mai te nota,
nota.
Oua hi ana te ki.
Hey, te awe awe, te awe awe.
Tai piti toru e, hei ti tai ti e te tai rāwhiti au e. Mā tātua, te arawa, tagiti mu. Toko maru kura hau pō tai mu. Papa tere, tere inema. Papa tere, tere ta mama. Papa tere, tere iara. Tere,
whakaruke au.
Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.